I'm a student demonstrator in support of this encampment, and we're here at the Oxford Action for Palestine encampment on the grounds outside the Pitt Rivers Museum in Oxford. A lot of media attention is on us. It's on the encampments. It's on Europeans. It's on Americans. It's on students. It's on, you know, people who have the privilege to, you know, be donated food and be donated, you know, and like be donated supplies and tents and stuff like that. When actually, like, you know, everyone's kind of looking away a bit from what's really going on and why we're actually here. And we're here because of Gaza, and we're here because there's a genocide going on, and we're here to stand against Israel's genocide against the Palestinian people that's been going on not just for 7 months now, but for, you know, over 75 years. And we need to be keeping the focus, you know, on the people who are really, like, going through this and being, you know, targeted by this. And, like, for the record, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm Jewish, other people are Jewish here, you know, we all are here because we know what's going on, and we're not going to lie to ourselves anymore. We're not, you know, we can't be lying to ourselves anymore, and we're asking students to, you know, show up and, like, show out and actually do the very least and use their voices, use their bodies, you know, speak out in solidarity with Palestine, speak out against Israel, and, like, actually ask for an end to this violence.
So definitely the university response here has been very different than in the United States. In the United States, it's been incredibly violent from the universities. Whereas here, they do at least recognize the right to protest, but they're not really responsive to our demands.
We've decided to, like, name different parts of the encampment. So here we have a memorial library dedicated to Dr. Rafat Al-Arir, and then we have a medical tent. We also have the Shireen Abu Akleh media tent over there, and we've kind of, like, decided to name specific parts of the camp based on, you know, different figures who've lost their lives to Israel, and, you know, not just during the current genocide, but also before with Shireen Abu Akleh. Like,
I think for a lot of us who are students in the United States and elsewhere, we've been really concerned about what's been going on in Gaza, especially the destruction of every single university in Gaza. So a lot of my friends in the United States have been mobilizing. They have been forming encampments in everything from, you know, top elite schools to our local state universities. Especially in my home state of Texas, it's been really violently dispersed by our governor, who sent the state troopers at UT Austin, UT Dallas, and other universities. So for me, I see what's happening to them where, you know, just incredible amounts of police repression and incredible amounts of state repression. And I want to stand in solidarity with them as well as with the people of Gaza. It would feel wrong for me to be here in the United Kingdom and to not do anything at all.
This isn't an extremist environment. This isn't a divisive environment. We have community. We have people from all different, like, aspects of the university community, actually of the Oxford community. This isn't just students. This isn't just staff. This isn't just people affiliated to the university. This is people from the community. This is residents of Oxford. This is community members. And, like, we're all here. We're a coalition. We're doing this together. There's people helping in all different kinds of ways. People are donating from the community, and also it's not an extremist environment. It's not a divisive environment. There are Jews here. There are Palestinians here. There are Arabs here. There are Muslims here. There are Christians here. There are people who are atheists here. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter, you know, like, kind of where you come from, what your identity is. We know what's going on, and we're not going to deny it. And actually, anyone who's saying that this isn't a genocide, anyone calling it a war, anyone calling it a conflict, they're just lying to themselves. They know exactly what it is. We all know exactly what it is.